From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. NATO leaders meeting in Brussels turned their attention Thursday to the war in Afghanistan. President Ashraf Ghani and Ukraine's leader Petro Poroshenko will join summit leaders. Wednesday was largely about President Donald Trump's complaints over America's NATO partners and their inability to pay more for their own defense.
Since our last meeting, commitments have been made for over $40 billion more money spent by other countries. So that's a step, but it's a very small step. It sounds like a lot of money, and it is. But it's a very small amount of money relative to what they owe and to what they should be paying.
Mr. Trump took aim at allies who haven't yet reached an agreed-to goal made 4 years ago of 2% of gross domestic product for defense. But NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg insisted progress has been made.
We have a way to go, but the good news is that we have really started to deliver.
Mr. Trump also took aim at Germany for signing a multi-billion-dollar Baltic Sea pipeline to import Russian gas, saying Berlin was a captive of Russia. Wednesday, he met German Chancellor Angela Merkel. She said they had a good exchange of views and wished to continue bilateral cooperation. Earlier, she insisted Germany has a right to make its own decisions. NATO also agreed to invite Macedonia to begin accession talks. Zimbabwe's main opposition party marched to the Independent Election Agency Wednesday, demanding a fair national vote later this month. Among those taking part, Jacob Mufume.
The election will not take place if it is not in compliance with the law and the rules of transparency and accountability.
Voters will choose a president and members of parliament July 30. This will be the first election since the removal of longtime ruler Robert Mugabe. His successor, Emmerson Mnangagwa, has promised a free, fair, and credible poll. This is VOA News. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu met once again Wednesday in Moscow with Russian leader Vladimir Putin for talks believed to have focused on Iran's presence in Syria. Trinity University history professor David Lesh said Israel-Iran tensions are the most worrisome in the Syrian conflict.
You know, of all the many fronts in Syria, the one between Israel and the Assad government, particularly its Iranian backers, is by far, in my opinion, the most dangerous of spiraling out of control from a domestic scenario to a regional conflict.
Mr. Netanyahu said Iran needs to leave Syria. Israel remains on alert as pro-government forces consolidate their hold on formerly rebel-held territory in southwestern Syria. Israel Wednesday downed a Syrian drone after it entered Israeli airspace. Syrian state media said air defenses blocked an Israeli missile strike. China has expressed shock at the U.S. decision to add another $200 billion worth of Chinese products that will be subject to tariffs by the end of August over Chinese trade and economic policies. It vowed to take the matter to the World Trade Organization. Wang Shuwen, Vice Minister of Commerce, addressed the body during a meeting in Geneva.
The multilateral trading system is now confronted with severe challenges. We would like to call on all WTO members to resolutely defend the fundamental principles and the core values of the multilateral trading system.
The U.S. has already imposed tariffs on a variety of Chinese imports, totaling $50 billion. All 12 boys rescued from a flooded cave in Thailand are described as in good health following their 17-day ordeal, although they lost an average of 2 kilograms in weight. The last four boys and their coach were freed by international cave rescue divers late on Tuesday. The biggest problems facing those in Japan in the wake of this week's flooding and landslides in the West is heat and a lack of drinking water. Nearly 200 are known to have died in the country's worst weather disaster in 36 years. A third round of peace talks between the government of Myanmar, also known as Burma, and ethnic groups got underway in the capital, Naypyidaw, Wednesday in a renewed bid to end decades of armed conflict. It's a follow-on to two previous meetings, one in 2016, a second last year, with little progress reported. The rights group Amnesty International, in a report released Thursday, accused the United Arab Emirates and its Yemeni allies of torturing detainees in a network of secret prisons in southern Yemen. The UAE and its allies have denied the allegation. On Wall Street, a four-day rally ended Wednesday amid rising U.S.-China trade tensions, with the benchmark Dow Jones Index falling more than 200 points to 24,700. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.